honor of the yahrzeit of the Eish Kodesh, the Rebbe of Pius Etzna, which is this week. So we'll try one of the special meditations that Rav Klonimus Kalman Shapira, the Eish Kodesh, taught. As I said to you guys, we have a very rich tradition of Jewish meditation, and especially amongst the Hasidic Rebbeim, different Rebbes developed their own favorite methods of meditation. Something which has maybe been lost over the last few years, but we're bringing back. So, the Eish Kodesh, he taught his Talmidim that there's two steps to meditation. First step he calls Hashkata, and the word Sheket, to quiet your mind. And he says that we need to try to quiet our mind, that our minds are full of racing thoughts. And he says if we would watch what's going on in our mind, it would mamish seem like we're crazy people, because there are all these strange thoughts fluttering through our minds. And we need to try to quiet our minds. So one way to quiet our mind is what we've been doing, which is choosing an anchor, like breathing, and focusing our mind on the rise and fall of our chest, on the air passing through our nostrils, and just focusing on the breathing. Another way of quieting the mind, the Eish Kodesh says you can choose another anchor, like watching the hand, the seconds hand on a watch ticking. And another method that he speaks about is watching your thoughts. But once we take deep breaths and we relax our bodies, to watch your thoughts, kind of take a step outside yourself and become an observer, to witness your thoughts and just become aware of them, just notice them. Don't fight them, don't engage them, just notice your thoughts. This is an approach which is also very much used in the Buddhist tradition. But the Eish Kodesh recommends watch your thoughts. And he says, as you watch them, they'll slow down, and the space in between the thoughts will become wider. So long as you stay in the stance as of an observer, right? I'm not the one thinking the thoughts. The thoughts are passing through my mind, and I'm just watching them, noticing them, becoming aware of them, and just let them pass on through, let them keep on going. So I notice the thoughts there, see it's there, it's fine, and just let it float on through. And as you stay in that stance of an observer, slowly the thoughts will slow, the space will widen. And then the Eish Kodesh says, in that empty space, that open space, that quiet space of Sheket, then it's time to fill that space with Emunah, with a sense of the presence of Hashem. He speaks about that you can choose to focus on different feelings, different days. You could focus on Emunah. You could focus on feeling Hashem's love. You could focus on trying to feel Hashem's guidance, trying to feel Yirat Hashem. But the most basic is to feel Emunah. And what is Emunah? The Eish Kodesh explains Emunah is not a thought, it's not a belief, it's an experience. It's an experience of the soul, that the soul knows that Hashem is there, that the soul feels Hashem's presence. Similar to the way that a baby feels that it's being held by its mother, that it's being nurtured and nourished and cared for. So the Hebrew word for the caregiver of a child is an omen or omenet. Kasher Yisa Haomen et Hayonek. Or Vayhi Mordechai Omen et Hadasa. An Omen is the caregiver of a child. And when we feel that we have an Omen, when we feel that Hashem is our Omen, that Hashem is holding us, watching over us, providing for us, when we feel that, when we experience that like a child, then that is the feeling of Emunah. So the Rebbe says, when we have that quiet, empty space open up inside of us, to allow Emunah to fill it, to become aware of Hashem's presence, to become aware of Hashem guiding us, being there for us. And the Rebbe says you can repeat a phrase in your mind such as Ein Od Milvado, there's none other than Hashem, or Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. So let's try the meditation, the special meditation of the Esh Kodesh. So everybody sit in a good, comfortable posture, sit up in your chairs. Okay, your feet flat on the ground or crossed at the ankles, your knees at right angles. Imagine a silver cord running from the base of your spine up through the top of your head, gently tugging you up. Sit up, pull your shoulders back. Full, refreshing breath of air in. Pull your shoulders up and back, stretch them back, open up your chest cavity, and exhale, relax your shoulders down into a good, comfortable posture. Again, full, refreshing breath of air in. Shoulders up and back, open your chest cavity, and relax your shoulders down into a good, comfortable posture. Okay, balance your head evenly between your two shoulders. And looking forward, tilt your chin just slightly down and continue to breathe deeply. Open up your fingers, unclasp your hands, and rest your hands palm down or palm up on your two legs, on your thighs, in your lap. And continue to breathe deeply. And let's focus on our breathing. Full, refreshing breaths of air in and out. And just notice the rise and fall of your chest, the rise and fall of your stomach. Notice the air as it flows past your nostrils. And just focus on your breathing. Let your breath be your whole world. And feel the air, feel the breath extending through all your limbs, to all your extremities. With every breath in, the air brings relaxation, calm, serenity. And with every exhale, as you exhale slowly through your mouth, you feel all the tension being released, and your whole body feels warm and heavy and relaxed. Just let your whole body feel warm and heavy and relaxed. And breathe all the way down to your toes. Relax your legs, relax your feet, relax your toes. Full, refreshing breath of air in. And as you exhale, let all the tension out of your legs and feet and toes so they're warm and heavy and relaxed. Just let them feel warm and heavy and relaxed. And breathe into your arms and hands and fingers. Feel the relaxation flowing through your arms. refreshing breath of air in. And as you exhale, let all the tension flow out of your arms and hands and fingers. So they're warm and heavy and relaxed. Just let them feel warm and heavy and relaxed. And breathe into your stomach. Relax your stomach. Slowly let all the knots out of your stomach. Feel the relaxation flowing through your stomach. Flowing up to your chest, relax your chest, relax your shoulders, relax your neck, relax your shoulder blades, feel the relaxation flowing down your spine, relax your back, your lower back, and let's take a full refreshing breath of air in. Feel the relaxation filling your whole torso. And as you exhale, release all the tension. Let your chest and stomach and back feel warm and heavy and relaxed. Just let, as you continue to breathe, let your whole torso feel warm and heavy and relaxed. And continue to breathe, feel the relaxation flowing up your neck, and relax your neck, relax your jaw, relax your lips, relax your cheeks, relax your tongue, relax the base of your tongue, relax your nose and your nostrils, relax your eyes, your eyelids, your eyebrows, relax your eyeballs, your temples, your forehead. Full refreshing breath of air in. Let all the tension out of your whole face, your whole head. Just let your whole face feel warm and heavy and relaxed. Your mind remains focused and awake. Continue to breathe deeply, and just let all the tension out of your whole body, let your whole body feel warm and heavy and relaxed, and continue to breathe, and focus on the breathing, relax and enjoy. Now, as the Aish Kodesh says, you can begin to observe your thoughts. As you continue to breathe deeply, just notice. Notice any thought that passes through your mind. Just observe any sound that enters your mind. Thought that now I'm listening to the air conditioner, now I'm listening to Rav Uri's voice. Just notice any of those thoughts, and let's sit in silence for a minute or two, and just observe. Don't fight, don't engage, just accept and observe the thoughts. And notice as the space between them begins to widen. just notice the quiet space that's opening up inside of yourself. And within that quiet, open up your heart. Open up a space to allow yourself to feel Hashem's presence. To allow yourself to feel your neshama. The Eish Kodesh says, our neshama is always aware of Hashem. Is always seeing and feeling Hashem's presence. But the rush of thoughts in our mind blocks it out. In this quiet space, open up your heart. Allow yourself to feel your neshama. Feel Hashem's presence. To feel Hashem watching over you, guiding you, nurturing you, caring for you. To feel that you have an omen. Feel emuna. Just allow yourself to become aware of your feeling of emunah. If you wish, you can also repeat a phrase to yourself, as the Eish Kodesh says, like Hashem Echad, or Ein Od Milvado. Let's sit for another moment in this silent space. Okay, let's try to lock in this feeling. Internalize this feeling. In a moment, we're going to come back to the room, but you don't have to totally disconnect from this. You can hold a place in your mind, in the back of your mind, or even in the forefront of your mind. You can hold a place in your heart, but you still have a sense of this, an awareness of this. And as we come back to the room, you can continue to breathe deeply and remain focused and aware of your emunah, of your connection to Hashem's presence. And slowly, let's become aware of the floor underneath us, of the chair underneath us. And slowly wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, stretch your arms, stretch your legs, stretch your back. If you've fallen asleep, wake up, stretch your arms, your legs, and your back, and come back to the room. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. And come back to the room. You can remain in this mental space, aware of your connection to Hashem, but come back to the room. Open your eyes. And that is the meditation of the Esh Kodesh.